Did you roll another net one?
I did! This die's going to the fuck off bag.
Shit, really? Roll a deck saving throw? Kenny, you're killing me, brother! What the hell?
Natural 19 on the deck save.
Ooh, right next to
him. Okay, so you're walking, and you're still so paranoid about these tentacles from the ceiling that you put a foot forward, and there's nothing there to catch it, and you're like, shite! And you kind of throw your weapon and shield back behind you and just manage to grab on, like, to a stalactite that's kind of hanging out over this hole in the fucking ground that you had no idea was there because you were looking at the ceiling. And that's only because you rolled a nat 1. That DC was really, really easy to get, but you rolled a 1.
I'm like, oh! Have fun, watch it. Oh.
I pull him like by the back of his pants. Just,
you
like,
pull him and roll a dex save there, Azeem.
How about we do an 11?
All right, that's enough to catch his weapon and shield from not sliding down into the hole.
You're gonna want these later.
Yeah.
And I grab the bag.
I've actually had everything sheathed because I've been using magic so much.
Oh, I thought you had them out.
I've been blowing everything away from with magic because this shit is weird.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, either way, your weapon and shield's fine. You're like, oh.
Plus, I figured as many hazards as we run into, I need my hands free.
And you see a large hole in the ground. This thing is about 20 feet wide, and it leads down and down past your dark vision.
Right.
But you see that it's not like a tunnel. It actually opens up.
Or a rope, or what? Whatever you'd like.
I say we throw a torch.
Oh, dancing lights.
Wait. I have a plan. And I pick up a stone. In Muhammad's name.
And I watch around the stone to see if it lights up anything.
It's actually a reverse gravity cast right here, so when you drop it, it hits you in the face.
Bahamut says, ha ha,
and then it falls normally. No, you drop the stone that you cast light upon, and it falls, and it stops just outside your dark vision. It falls what you guess to be 70 feet down. It lights around it, and it passed by some stalactites, and it falls down to what appears to be a large cavern floor.
I can go check if you would like.
Right, I will hammer a piton into the wall.
Well, there's plenty of stalagmites to tie a rope to, right?
I hammer a piton into the wall.
Okay.
Hammer a piton into the stalagmite, tie it around.
With the way my perception's been working, I'll just hammer this thing into a fucking roper, and it'll turn around and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, illusory wall. Ting, 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 clang. It's fine.
I got it, guys.
I'm tying the rope to it now.
It's good. Go ahead.
Totally safe. Go ahead in the dark. Okay.
No, Paladin.
Sweet baby Paladin.
Whichever of you wants to save me.
And Inky will be like, yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Right. All right, so do you fly down?
Before you do that, let us fly down.
Yeah, we could just...
Good idea.
Wait,
broom that shit.
Before we're flying down, let us prepare. So in case you get in trouble, we can quickly assist.
That's true. You guys flew down a tunnel one time, and it didn't turn out to be real good.
We came back. I mean, I just got whapped in the face.
Right. It's not like tentacles happened.
There are monsters.
That was later.
That are able to reach you.
I'm thinking maybe have the casters send their dancing lights down there with them. Just have them, like, cave dive.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what the range on dancing lights is.
It's 700 feet.
Plus 1,000 feet per level.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's as far as you need to go, plus one. It's a really cool spell.
It's amazing.
It's a fantastic cantrip. Holy shit.
It's a
120. 120, yeah.
Yeah, so you can make it down to the bottom.
Dynamics.
Well, one of the components is a bit of phosphorus or witchwood or a glowworm.
Right? Pulls a glowworm out of his bag.
Well, the great thing is, it does not say that it is consumed, so it just rubs it a little bit.
Yeah, and there rubs it is. His glow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Derrigan totally pulls out a glowworm, rubs it a little bit.
Hang on.
Casts dancing lights. Then he feeds it to Dragon.
Oh, what came out?
Wait. How tasty are those?
Dragon likes them, don't you, Dragon? Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, you're mighty.
Oh, you're mighty. He just called the little dragon.
Yeah, he did. He just called his little lizard. He's named Dragon.
Oh, you're a mighty dragon. Yes, you are.
Alright.
He seems really attached to Dragon.
So, little, yeah, I tell him, you know, like cast your dancing lights down there at the bottom of the spot, and I head down, and maybe we can get a better look at what's down there.
You see a large cavern. It's...
Also, if there's anything down there, they'll attack the lights instead of us.
It's, like, 70 feet down, and the dancing lights, you can, like, it's basically, you can go at the entire, you can make a big circle at the 120-foot radius, and there's cavern. This cavern is huge.
Well, we found the Underdark.
Lovely. Lovely. Underdark, you're on your own.
Going home.
Well, it might just be a large cavern. Can you go down and check?
Is there a delineation?
Actually, hold on. Can I ride down with you and check? The halfling says. I can get my dancing lights further if I go down there.
As the cartographer, I feel like it's probably best if you do come with me.
All right, then. If you don't mind.
1 second.
By all means.
Start getting the heels ready.
All right, he jumps on your broom.
All right.
Bahamut.
I do start putting in a rope just in case we have to end up going down there to, you know, right, save somebody again.
And you zoom down there.
Yep.
Where do you go?
So I guess we'll fly down.
You fly down, you actually see, now that you're down there with the dancing lights, there is a cavern wall. If you are flying straight down, there's a large, looming cavern wall to your right.
Okay.
It's roughly 40 feet away. And the cavern stretches on to your left hundreds of feet. And there's a cavern wall in front of you and behind you. Roughly 50 feet away from each other.
Okay, so it's like wall right here, 50 feet from each other, so...
Yeah, it's a 100-foot wide cavern.
Okay. And then openness on the left side?
Yeah, the cavern goes on for hundreds of feet. You see, though, that as it goes on to your left, the ceiling gets closer to the floor. Marginally. But it's beyond your vision. It just goes off into the darkness, but you can see the ceiling starts to recede. Or decline.
I will go 100 feet into this cavern, and then I'm gone.
So you'll walk 100 feet.
We're not walking nowhere.
Flying.
So you will fly 100 feet into the shadowy darkness? Okay.
With the dancing lights out in front, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah, we send the dancing lights ahead of us.
He's playing Rudolph.
And I'm like... looking actively, like, I'm, like, super,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I bet you're
super
paranoid.
How far off the ground are you?
I would say probably 5-10 feet.
Okay. Let's say you're 10 feet.
10 feet.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Okay. So you guys, flying around, it's just a giant fucking cavern. There's stalactites, there's stalagmites. It's
Can
crazy
I
large, but it is
perceive?
Starting to get... Hold on. And... He sends the dancing lights ahead, and you swear you see there's a bunch of stalactites, a rather large stalagmite, and a door behind it. Like, an actual carved, like, looks like worked wall at the end of this cavern with a door carved into it. It's a small door. It's not like huge double doors, but you see a door. It's a stone door. The architecture is familiar, but you can't quite place it.
Bad news bears.
Have you ever seen something like
Bet's
this before?
No, not certain. And as you guys are looking at that...
Once again, can I perceive as you flip through the monster manual?
Hold on.
Not yet!
Just because I'm flipping through it doesn't mean anything. You don't know.
We know! I know, so hard.
Where's my older black pudding? Where is that?
Nope.
The princess is...
You get the pudding popped, you make the face like, oh.
Okay,
now that you know what you're going to try to eat.
Oh, good, it's time to fight the Aboleth.
I can proceed.
It's my time.
Bring it 10 feet off the ground. All right, you can perceive. Go ahead.
I can't perceive shit with a 12.
You perceive nothing. You know nothing.
Looks like a wall.
What does he perceive with?
He also perceives nothing.
God damn it.
But
the worst.
So you guys are on this, and you were 1 in 3. Okay, you guys are on this broom, and he's like, it looks like familiar architecture, but I can't. And all of a sudden...
Sure enough, can't is the key word.
He did cast Mage Armor on himself, which gives you, what, 13 plus 1?
Plus, it's a plus 3 your base, I believe. But your base is 10, so it sets your unmodified AC at 13. Then you add your bonuses.
Well, too bad for me. All of a sudden, looks like a stalactite dropped from the ceiling and hit Dewey.
Oh,
like,
look.
Right on the front of your fucking broom.
Wow.
And does quite a bit of damage to poor Dewey.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. You're like, what? And like, oh no, a rock fell. But you look at this rock and it's got a giant eye in it.
It's a cluster.
It's a mantle.
Oh, it's a mantle?
No.
No. Or some new thing.
All right, and poor Dewey.
What fresh horror is this?
Takes 19 piercing.
But
I didn't even want to come here today.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
And...
I
just Dewey's impaled.
To say,
but he is.
Dewey is just
like death level of impaled.
Like he is unconscious.
Shit went awry.
It like slices the side of him and goes and he falls off the thread and he just stops there. On
do we hear a scream?
Oh yeah!
Down the rope I go.
Yep.
They said that they did prep it.
Yep.
Right. So now that it's on the ground, now that stalactite is on the ground, it starts moving into Dewey, and what you see is. That.
Oh dear.
It's called a piercer.
I'll bet it is.
And funny thing is, you see all this happen. What's your armor class?
Fucker. Not good enough, I'm sure. 14.
14.
Yeah.
This is why scouting parties die.
Right? I believe I said that same thing.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't say
take
it,
the shitty halfling with you instead of the good one. That's fine.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse. It could have been an Illithid falling from the ceiling.
Right.
Could have been the ceiling falling from
the
ceiling.
The day is
15
young.
Piercing damage.
Oh my Jesus.
It would have been 66, but you're 10 feet off the ground. It fell from the ceiling, which... is 50 feet above you.
I'm sorry, how much?
15.
Two?
But it does appear to have hurt them as well.
Well, that's
not
it.
As much as it hurt you, but it you broke some of the fall for them, and let's see, that's 19 hems.
I'm not sure if you understand how physics works.
That's just what the book told me. Mm-hmm. All right, and
initiative?
Now we, yeah, I suppose that would be initiative. You do note that
God
this
damn.
Thing is moving very slowly. Like, it is literally like,
oh, yeah.
It looks like...
And I'm literally screaming. Like, I'm screaming.
Days. Like, if you look at this thing, that's the size of its legs. These legs can barely move this.
Yeah, they're like little baby millipede legs.
Dainty.
It's got like four small little legs that are like barely moving, and it's got a 5-foot move speed.
Except when gravity's a factor.
But it is moving closer to Dewey's corpse.
Corpse?
Well,
unmoving
I mean,
body.
Unmoving body.
I was about to say, there's a difference.
Wake his ass up.
All right, so...
Did you take a marker?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. I need a
this
way
to erase
this.
You hold your horses.
Piercers.
Eraser.
Thank you.
I don't want to place these.
Sorry, I know it's combat
digits.
Heavy this
right?
session.
All
yeah.
these penetrative monsters
set
are
XP,
making
though.
Me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it is XP.
It happened.
If you guys survive, this will be a hefty amount.
It's a very undertone sexual campaign, rather than overt like normal.
Yeah, you
know. Stop from being subtle. Just to be different.
Fuck with subtle, at least.
Right. There's just tentacles and things literally called piercers. Nothing sexual is happening here.
Oh, you haven't seen.
What's that guy's name? H.R. Geiger?
Alright.
He's very pleased. Although he would prefer that the males were being raped.
He would.
Shtick.
Alright, we got a...
Dewey's
male.
He got pierced.
Oh, yeah, Dewey, but I have
thoroughly
to
violated.
Roll for him just to,
not die.
So he can make the saving rolls.
He's not gonna.
Oh, God. You both have... Roll a dice, Nadar. He has zero as well.
No,
roll a dice.
Tiebreaker of shitty.
Tiebreaker.
See which one of you is more shitty than
12.
Oh,
you got out shitty.
You got out shitty. Dergan.
Out of nowhere, this motherfucker. Trying to go before me.
All
right. Almost.
He rolled a natural 20 to get that. No, he 19. All right. All right, you guys. Problem is, you guys are 70 feet up and they are 100 feet that way. So you'd have to get down the 70 feet, then travel 100 feet just to get to them.
Give me a minute.
Right, literally. Right,
top of
like
the round
to
Azeem.
You're good.
So, I'm going to...
Oh, I forgot. You guys were 10 feet off the ground, so he already took D6 damage and failed a death saving throw. Yeah, you did.
I'm going to go 35... What is it? You can move half speed? Actually, don't I get something fancy to help me? Climb faster, some dumb shit as a monk. Hang on.
I don't know, dude.
I gotta look this up. It hasn't come up before.
John, what are you doing to my dog?
It's not your dog.
It is right now. Okay. For a second there, I thought that was his butt. And you were scratching under his butt like that.
Butt scratcher!
Like, oh my god. John. Leave. Shoot, right now.
Done with you.
It's like, why'd you stop, human? Human, why'd you stop? Please continue.
Alright. Asim's gonna take a
Good
calculated
boy.
Risk.
Yes,
yeah.
You are.
You said I can move half my speed down the rope climbing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you rounding up or down on it? Because I have 35.
I always round down on everything.
So, 15 feet.
Go.
So, it's a 60 foot drop?
Yep.
A drop.
Well, you can drop 80 feet around, so if you drop, you can get to the end with one move action.
That's the plan.
Roll an acrobatics check. And I will actually tell you what I'll do. That's going to be 76 of damage, and if you roll an acrobatics check, I will...
17.
Well, whatever damage you'll take, I will reduce it by 17.
That's fantastic, because I'll then reduce it by 20 with slow fall.
Oh, you have slow fall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
4 times your monk level, or 5 times your monk level.
Yep.
So first 20 damage doesn't count.
First 20 damage doesn't count.
So hit
that.
Me.
What?
So I climb down 15 feet and I drop 60.
Oh, you dropped 60.
Yep. I took a move and then I just let go. Because I heard screaming impaled people and Dravinia's already had a hard time with this. So I'm assuming the worst. Because
wow.
I heard Underdark.
Congratulations, I rolled shittily. You don't even need the acrobatics check, I don't think.
Nope.
Yeah, I only rode 14 damage.
Okay.
So I see him leap of faith off this motherfucker and comes down and like superhero lands it.
Well, you got slow fall,
yeah.
So you're basically just doing the pulling on the dar and like
tuck and roll.
You're actually
kind of using the rope for friction to kind of
tell
slide.
You what I'll do. Tell you what I'll
I've
do.
I've got the rope like hooked between my like my leg and my belt, my arm. I've got like a 3-way pulley.
Angel style. Going
you
down.
Show off a move action. Because I rolled and your soul fall,
mm-hmm.
I rolled 20 damage on 8d6.
So I was just like, nah.
So you were just like using the rope though, and you get all the way down. So you still have an action and a bonus action.
Alright, well then.
Congratulations. That was pretty boss.
As you go down there, I say, light them up!
So I see
the takes off. There's dancing. Oh, actually, no. The dancing lights went out as soon as he went.
Like
as soon as they light up. Though, so you said 70 feet. I can hit from 120 feet. And they are 122.06 feet away.
You did the math.
Goddamn right, I did the math.
He did the monster math.
I did the monster math.
Speaking of which, I thought of a great tattoo.
They're up to no good.
You write the equation for mass right here.
Muscle mass.
F equals MA.
Right?
So I'm going to spend a key point to step of the wind to make the entire 70 feet dash. So that's my whole turn.
Alright, so you go.
Right, Asim hits the ground, there's like a dust puddle, and then.
So you're up in this grill, and you see these weird things kind of sitting on the ground. And the one of them has a.
One of my friends.
Gaping maw. Like, no. The one that hit her is on the ground.
Right, but the one that hit Dewey is like. In him.
Well, no, it's, It's worked its way out of him now and is trying to come around and consume him for the end.
That's better.
Awesome.
But there's a giant gaping hole in Dewey, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is breathing
the
literally.
Crux of my concern. So that's my turn.
Alright, that is your turn. Friendly boss, that is Darrigan.
I said it loud enough so Darrigan could hear me.
Yep, he did. Light it up.
He will climb down the rope a little bit and cast dancing lights down there, so everything lights up. But by the way, you couldn't see over there. So.
No, I'm out of dark vision. Yeah, I just charged towards the sound of the screaming.
Okay, so the dancing lights appear, and now you see these terrible things.
Right. I mean, if push came to shove, I was just going to dark vision again and go for it, but that works. Okay.
So, and Darrigan will continue to make his way down the rope. Let's make sure he doesn't.
Negative one.
You rolled a 19, so yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
And then Dewey, gets to make a death saving throw.
Good luck.
Rolls 4. Mm. He's got 2 failures now.
Oh no.
That's bad. He's the one who pays the bounty. We need to move.
All of a sudden, I'm overly concerned. Nadar, it's your turn, buddy.
Hold on a second. I gotta check something.
Are you? He sees Azeem do this. Oh, Azeem's fine. Okay.
Checking the range on the healing word.
Poor choices.
Superhero landing. 60 feet.
Healing word
is 60
feet.
Healing
word's like 60 feet. Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
All right. So, sweet baby Jesus,
he will not save you.
All right, 19.
To
go down this rope.
Oh yeah. Would you like to do it at your full speed?
Yes.
And I don't know how that would work. You climb at half speed. You would need an ability to climb at your full speed.
All right, that's fine. I'll do my half speed.
Okay.
And then I saw what he did.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, you're dropping!
Oh my god!
Oh, roll an athletics check!
No.
I'm
superhero landing.
I'm excited to have caused this.
Superhero landing!
Alright, so you're 55 feet up, so I'm less than 60.
That seems like good! And the dark's like,
what a fantastic idea!
13.
13, alright! Oh dear.
This is exciting.
That's not what you want to hear.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
really not. All right.
Exactly.
You take. All right. You take 20 falling damage or bludgeoning damage, but you rolled a pretty decent athletics damage, so go ahead and have that. Or not have it, but minus it by 13. I saw Chris Perkins do that, and I liked that idea. So you take 7 total.
7.
Yeah. So, and you are prone. Because that was 70 goddamn feet of falling.
So behind me there's a giant clang.
Yeah. Had you completely negated the damage, I would have given you standing.
Yeah, you stick the landing.
That got me down.
Yeah, there's a giant clang.
You gotta negate 20 fall.
But you try to, like, 3-point land, but you still, like, you're not quite strong enough to, like, stop that. And you're like, man,
your kneecap is over there.
And there you go.
I didn't need that anyway.
So I'm going to use my second move to get up.
You can use half your movement.
To get up.
Okay. He's like fighting against the armor that just like bent out of shape.
You use come down from that landing. Free action to drop your ass, and then half your movement to get up so you can move 15 feet.
15
that.
Feet?
Oops.
We'll say dropping was a bonus action.
I'll take that. Asim looks back like,
BOM! He gets up. You know, oh! Didn't go as well as Azim's.
I'm over there cursing in Draconic.
All right, Nadar, thank you. That was really enjoyable. Dravinia, there is one of these weird, nasty
bonus
things.
Bonus action.
10 feet below you.
God fucking damn it. Worst
Bahamut.
Rule.
Bahamut fucking damn it.
Bahamut fucking damn it. Alright, so he gets...
You're in no business... No
five
hit points. Well, that brings him to five, and congratulations.
I got to the bottom. Right,
I know he was about to fail one more saving.
Your armor has been like
sees his gaping maw directly to his right.
Yeah. And there's just a small crater there now.
Oh,
it's
thank
fine.
God! I'm
and everything that.
That was a bonus action.
And everything
like
that.
Okay, I need to know where they are. Where everything
one is 10 feet directly below you.
The Drow Empire.
Whoa. One is 10 feet directly below you, and one is 5 feet to the right of that, and it was about to try to eat Dewey. So one's directly below you, one's 5 feet to your left.
Where's Dewey?
Dewey is directly beside the one that's 5 feet to your left, so he's 10 feet to your left, technically.
Can I make it to where my thunder wave...
Don't kill Dewey with thunder wave.
You could... I assume you're trying to Thunderwave the Piercer away.
I'm trying to damage both of these a-holes and push them away from him. I feel like I could move.
One's directly below you. Actually, one is directly below you, then Dewey's in the middle, and then 5 feet to your left, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah, and of course he would be.
And then, yeah, he's in the middle of them, so probably.
Excellent. You're not an evoker.
That is how it works. Sorry.
Okay.
Evoker could do that all day long. Boom, boom,
grasping
boom.
Vine is a thing, though, right? I mean, you can
grasping vine,
vine
is a thing.
I don't have grasping vine.
Okay. Well, then I'm not.
I mean, grasping vine is not.
You could get one of them away, but not both.
All right. I fly down next to him, endangering myself for this ass clown.
Again.
And
he said it's okay to go back.
Good yeah.
Lord.
I know.
Just like the first time when he was climbing down this thing on his own, he was like,
he's
you
like,
don't have to help.
I
it's,
can go by yourself.
It's fine. I got
fine.
This.
I got
I didn't
this.
Even bring enough rope. Well,
then see, the growl I happened, can... and he was like, okay, I get it. We can go back. And then you guys were like, well, maybe we
came
should go
all this
down.
Way, though.
Alright, so...
He takes no responsibility for this bullshit.
We demand hazard pay.
We demand hazard pay.
Go get what the bounty gave you. Not all bounties are easy.
I'm sure that he's got more than 100
you'll be
worth of
it.
Shit
you'll,
on his corpse
you'll
after
be,
this
you'll be paid in experience points, sir.
That's true. I feel like we've handled some shit.
He's probably got some great stuff in his loot bag, though. I mean, we can probably, you know,
right.
It'll probably be better than
more
what he's going to pay.
Yeah. This guy is, like, he took 19 damage and went down like a sack of potatoes. He is not that tech.
That just makes him a wizard.
I bet he tastes delicious.
Okay, so...
yes, he is edible.
I fly down next to him, and I... So that's my movement, and I cast Flaming Sphere.
Honest corpse.
I just healed you, so you know I'm the one killing you. My name is Arya Stark. I wanted you to know that.
I saw something on Facebook that was awesome about that. But, okay, so yeah, I cast Flaming Sphere.
Tell the phrase whence it came from.
And I...
Right.
I roll it into right, the so one that is positioning
that.
Himself to eat us. Or him.
Has come for them.
Dravini has come for them.
Actually, they didn't take any damage from that drop. That's funny.
I had a feeling they wouldn't take damage from it. I mean, it's kind of their thing.
It's literally the one thing they can do.
Okay, so I need them to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Fun.
Oh, joy.
I'm sure
creatures that can move 5 feet around a dex saving throw.
Oh, this will be terrible. Nash 20.
I swear
no,
to
surprise.
One of them. All right, what's your DC?
Hold on. This app is a pain in the dick.
I think at this point it's 10 plus your relative modifier. Because it's 8 plus your proficiency plus your relative modifier. I think you guys' proficiency is at 2 at this point.
So, yeah. It's going to be 14, I think. Yeah, 14.
Okay, one of them saves, one of them fails.
Well, they don't both have to. Because I'm in between the two of them.
You said both.
I'm sorry. Then just the I said okay. the one that's well, trying to he, eat us.
One of them is trying to eat Dewey. The other one appears to just be climbing, crawling away.
Well, the one that's trying to eat Dewey.
Okay, he saved.
Okay. So let's see. On a failed saving throw, he takes half as much damage. So. So that's going to be 3 damage. 3 fire damage.
3 fire damage for the
piercer. Okay.
Okay. Then that was Dravinia's turn. Now their turn. Ooh. What's your armor class?
18.
Natural 19 on the dice.
Mm. I heard that works pretty good.
Take 22 piercing damage as a third one drops from the ceiling.
Jesus! I didn't get a perception check!
Unfortunately, when a piercer remains motionless on the ceiling, it is indistinguishable from a normal stalactite.
It looks super different from a stalactite.
Once they drop on your fucking shit, yeah.
See?
Okay, I'll allow it.
Roll a perception check, everybody who's actually up there.
Up? Or yeah. in the...
Who's actually up in the melee right now.
17.
9!
9. You don't see any more stalactites above you, so that's good news. And the ceiling is actually within your view at this point. I think it's 60 feet up. Okay. So, that it digs into you, and you throw it out. You're still up, right?
Yeah.
All right, you throw it out, and it kind of flops to the ground. It slowly starts crawling away. Well, it doesn't get... That was its all round to drop. But you know it starts to slowly crawl. And the other one slowly starts to crawl away, and the other one attempts to...
Which one?
Bite Dewey, but Dewey's up now and bats him away. And that's their turn.
You said he's trying to eat. He's still trying to get Dewey?
He was, but Dewey batted him away, and Dewey... he wasn't able to. Hathor.
No. My flaming sphere.
Why?
If he doesn't move out of my flaming spheres area, he gets damaged, which is why I was asking.
Go ahead.
He moved. Okay, so I guess another dexterity saving throw.
Okay. I rolled a 17.
So that is successful, so you're going to take 3 damage. Fire damage.
You take it.
Hello, flaming sphere.
Flaming sphere is pretty boss. All right, Hathor, it's finally your turn, my friend.
Can I see these things trying to wiggle away?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
None of them have... one of them moved 5 feet away. And one of them's trying to eat Dewey, one of them just dropped.
I will drop onto my belly. Stretch out.
Sure, I'll give it to you.
Ain't no fucking way I'm making it all the way down this rope before this is over, so...
Try the Nadara approach.
Okay.
It's doable.
I've already tried that today.
It's true, it has.
I'll just kind of shimmy over, just kind of give myself the best possible range, and firebolt. Natural 20.
Nice. Which one are you trying to firebolt?
The one that was on Dewey.
All right.
Because he's a motherfucker, and he deserves it.
Well, he's got one job, and that is to pierce. So, yes, I suppose if the mother was involved...
Oh, let's see. That's going to be 9 fire.
9 fire damage, even with a crit?
Even with a crit. I rolled a 1 and an 8.
All right. Well, he takes it. He does not look happy about it.
And I will I will make my way to the rope and just make one movement down the
right,
rope.
Your speed's 25, right? Or is it 30?
25.
All right, so you can make it 10 feet down.
A 14 on the die.
Yeah, you're fine. All right, that is half the order, top of the round. Azeem! You just got pierced.
Yeah, pretty mad about it.
It the thing that pierced you is directly in front of you.
I'm gonna hit it. Hopefully.
The crazy thing about these is the drop, that's all I got. They don't even have a bite attack. They got a mouth. It's got fangs, but there's no bite attack listed.
Really? The whole
they got drop, false appearance,
and spider clap.
13 to hit.
13 does not hit. It's Rocky Hide. That's away your
like a natural armor.
Take my.
It doesn't look like it has natural armor.
Right.
It's, and it's got a picture. It looks but
like
I mean,
it's pinkish rock. It's rock like. It's got a lot of rock on it. I mean, see, it's literally.
It does disguise itself as rock.
Because it's pink, it looks like it's fleshy. But I mean, it looks like a rock, so that would make sense if it has a rockish exterior.
Bonus punch doesn't go any better.
All right, so you hit this thing, but it doesn't look. Like
this thing's got like a tough hide. I seems like yep. What the fuck?
All right. Would you like to move?
Yeah.
Where were
does
you?
Does it moving? Get an attack opportunity though? It's like crawling away from me.
It doesn't seem to appear to be biting you.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, if it's not trying to fight me, then no, I'm not gonna move away. I'm just gonna sit here and be mad about it.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. Derrigan's turn. He
you're
will.
You're gonna be a Sith Lord. You're gonna sit there and seed.
Yeah. This is how I generate force power. We're going to spend 3 episodes powering up. Wow. And then I'm going to go right, man.
Derrigan will climb another 10 feet down the 70-foot rope. Actually, he'll double move, and he will climb 20 feet down the rope, so he's 30 feet down there.
Now, by powering up, you mean look constipated, right?
Dewey, who's now very much awake, will spend half his movement to get up, and he... Yeah. Oh no, you don't. And he will ray of frost the 5-foot creature,
which now has a -5 movement speed.
Yes, it just moves backwards 5 feet every round. Moves 5 feet closer to what it wants to get away from every round.
Get over here.
Right. It's the worst. He will
slowly,
right? Tiny scorpion halfling.
He will not hit.
Thanks for saving that.
He rolled a 2.
That's the
name of it seems to hit the rocky hide, but it doesn't seem to pierce through it. Pierce, get it? It's piercing. Anyway, and then he will move the crap away from me. He's like,
That's why it's reflexes.
And directly under another stalactite.
No, he will move 10 feet away, back towards you guys. He's like, nope. And that was him. Nadar, your turn.
All right.
You're 70 feet away. No, you're 55 feet away because you moved 15.
Almost there.
In 55 feet, can I get to one?
Yeah.
I'll do a double move.
Double move.
Bonus.
Ah, very nice. You get to one of the, you get to the one that's crawling away. It's got the blood of Dravinia all over it. Nice.
17.
17 hits. Honey Badger don't give a fuck.
Got
rock armor.
10 damage.
10 damage. Well
hell
struck.
Yeah.
It takes it. It's a gout of fucking grayish black blood just comes up out of it. And
I didn't just do a superhero landing for nothing.
Right? And you wail into it, and that's it. Dravinia.
All right. So where are these positions? These critters.
All right, so the one directly under you has crawled 5 feet to the wall directly in front of you. Dewey is now up directly 5 feet to your left, and directly 10 feet to your left is the one he's doing battle with. You are about 10 feet to your right.
Can you draw this out? I'm sorry. I cannot.
There's one 5 feet away from you, and there's two 10 feet away from you.
I need to know where my ball needs to land. So, you say
there's
away
a flanking
from me.
I could have here.
Right,
but I
like,
don't.
I cannot picture
in my brain. You guys want me to draw it out? Go ahead.
Yes, please.
Just gotta clear that off.
Just the middle part is all that needs to be cleared. I feel like there's not a very large...
Yeah, it's not that big of a benefit.
I'm gonna need a weight.
I'm like 70 feet away.
This way is not a good idea.
Neither way is a good idea, dear.
Well...
you mind switching to the chair for a little while, dude?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I don't know why he calls my mustache that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. So, Ladar is here. So I'm just going to use dice as representations for these things right now.
I got dice right here.
There's so many.
I won't use dice. But I don't want to get
it. Don't let the DM touch your dice.
All right. So the first one that struck Dewey will be number one, and that is here. The second one that struck Dravinia will be number two. That is here. You got up to there and struck it. The third one that struck Azim. Will be here. Azim is there.
It's
actually no, it'll be here. Okay, so you got three piercers. Let's see, this bright, shiny D8 that I'll put on 8 will represent Dewey.
Okay.
And this is just empty cavern floor right now. There is a rather large stalactite here. Smaller stalactite here. Smaller stalactite here. Empty cavern floor. It's way too squarish. Smaller stalactite here.
So.
Okay, this is
one,
Dewey.
One, two, and three are.
Yeah, the D10s are the piercers. Cool. And let's give you a. This small D6 will be your flaming orb, and you've been hitting.
I'd rather it be a 20. That way it's more like a.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's more like
a spherical.
Sphere.
It's red, so.
Right.
There you go. You summoned it here, and it's been screwing number one up.
Okay.
See, this is way better, because now I can point the Dewey.
Well, it would have to be here to not incinerate
right.
Dewey.
That's where it would have been. Okay. So, who is this?
Me?
Is that you?
That's Azim. All minis are your allies.
Hmm. Okay. So I guess I'll just be able to hit one guy. So I'll just, like, roll it right into homie.
Okay.
Dex saving throw, please.
He got an 11.
Does not succeed.
All right. The one you've been hitting?
Correct. It's going to be 5.
No damage to the one you've been hitting. All right, he takes it. He is not happy about it. He, blood is, and scorching. The scorch marks have actually burst open at this point, like large third-degree burns, and, like, ichor is spilling out of them. He does not look good.
But the smell is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Just gorgeous smell.
And then there's the one in front of me as well.
1, 2, and 3, yeah.
Alright, so in that case, I'm going
to... 2 is the one
to...
that hit you. That
the one that's immediately in front of me, okay.
That's the one that hit me?
Okay.
Kill it way harder.
Is that the one that kicked me in the face? Yeah, why?
Oh!
No reason.
Alright, so the flaming sphere does that to that guy. I'm going to pull out my club.
Okay.
And
you are 10 feet up. Letting you know you gotta fly down to do that.
I already did.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah, because I flew down and did healing word on Dewey.
You can do that from distance, I thought you did.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I should have been more descriptive on that.
It's alright.
Or even if I didn't, I fly down as my movement.
It's
alright,
you can do it.
And I'll try to hit him with my club.
Swack. Number two.
I don't hit him with my club.
Alright.
And that's me.
Bounces off as a stony hide. Their turn. Dravinia and Nadar You both get an attack of opportunity as it climbs 5 feet away. As number two gets 5 feet away from you.
Alright.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. 16.
Yeah, that hits.
That would be 10 damage.
He takes it. Oh, wait a minute, that's number two, yeah.
Yeah, 10 doesn't hit, does it?
10 does not hit.
Alright.
You wail into it, another giant gout of, like, blackish-gray ooze bounce out of it. It shudders in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. It's turning into, like, a weird sausage that you're just pounding with a tenderizer, man. This thing does not look good.
Is that a euphemism?
God, yes. This episode title is going to be interesting. That should be the title. Is that a euphemism? That should be the fucking title. Oh, dear. All right. And let's see. Number three crawls away from Azeem. And number one.
Well, if it goes this way, it's going toward Dewey. So I'd imagine it goes this way.
And number one crosses in front of Nazim between him and the flaming orb.
Well, neither of those leave my threat space.
Right there?
So no attacks?
No attacks. But number one does have to make a saving throw.
Dex.
And fails.
There's a fire over there.
5 damage.
Alright, he incinerates.
Sizzle, sizzle, pop, pop, gone.
Actually, yeah, he pops.
Nice.
Azeem, you have more weird ichor all over you now. You just got, you know, a lot of the red stuff from the grill off of you, and this thing, pop, and it actually, like, it hurts. It's like grease, bacon grease, but in, like, weird piercer, ichor, gray blood, just all over you, like, ow, and does no damage, but God, that's uncomfortable.
Does the wizard have prestidigitation?
And I'm still basically naked.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because my robe is
covered in shit.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah, that stings. Never cook bacon naked.
All right.
I see him learn today.
How Thor?
Alright, gonna take another shot, this time at the one that's getting away from there.
Ah, he is just out of your range.
Hmm. Well, no.
You can take one at number three.
I went down 10 feet, which changed the distance to...
I mean, you can
see. It's 120 feet to Dravinia.
116 feet, and I moved 5. So if I stick my arm out, it's 120 feet.
I mean, you can still get number three, though.
Fuck it, I'll go for number three.
Alright, I'm
something,
just saying.
Something, Pythagorean theorem, something, something, dark side.
I did the goddamn math, not natural 19.
Yeah, that hits.
And then we profit.
You did the monster math.
4 fire damage.
You did the monster.
The monster math.
And they were up to no good.
And down another 10 feet.
Okay.
17 on the die.
You're just kind of like... dropping 10 feet, catching yourself, throwing a firebolt, dropping 10 feet, catching yourself, throwing a firebolt.
That's more like...
Boom, 5 silver back
boom,
in town.
Boom, like that.
Girl
so,
ears?
I can imagine you like ears. Trying to learn that you grab onto the rope girl with your legs, ears. Then hang upside down and just throw firebolts. That'd be cool.
If only they would let you dual-wield spells. That would be so great.
Bang, bang, bang.
Very Skyrim. Alright, top of the round, Azeem.
I'm John Woo this shit.
John Woo this shit.
Covered in nonsense.
Yep. Just had a piercer pop in front of you.
Is gonna try and hit number three, because he's right there. I'm pretty sure that's the one that pierced me anyway.
Yeah, I believe it is.
So, fuck you. Ooh, AC 26 for 6 damage.
That will hit.
6 damage.
6 damage! He does not like you. Kind of crack him in the eyeball, and you're like,
that's freebie bonus attack for no key points on him as well. 16?
16 will hit.
Or 8 more damage.
Okay. He is unhappy. You wailed on him doing a fair amount of hit points in one round.
And then I'm going to sneak around in front of him.
Okay.
The direction he was trying to flee. Let him know that that's not cool.
All right, Durgan, well...
His mouth's writing checks that his ass can't catch. Cash.
So he will climb inside. Another 20 feet down. I believe he only has, like...
Dex save.
30 feet more.
You see nothing!
He will try to Ray of Frost the one fleeing. Dewey will try to Ray of Frost the one of fleeing. Actually hits!
Way to
go, Dewey!
doing 2 more damage.
So no movement.
Funny story, that's how many hit points he had left.
Number 2.
So he freezes in place. And you see his one eye kind of roll back. And Nadar, it's one left.
I know.
One dead.
Don't you think I gotta drive him up the way?
You don't got to.
I got to.
Oh, look.
Treehouse of Pico.
Flanking.
Y'all should come.
Oh, yay! Flanking!
9:30. Free show.
I cannot.
What?
But Rob can.
As
I go, chill my dad's dogs.
14.
14 damage?
No.
But to hit?
To hit.
Does not hit.
You'll see Treehouse someday.
I want to.
Bonus!
Bonus away.
A 1 and an 18.
Well, thank goodness you had advantage.
Yes, it is. All right, so 18 on the die, I guess. I assume hits.
Yeah.
10 damage.
Ooh, nice.
You smash it.
Nice.
It just kind of... Both ends of it pop. And, No, neither of you were in the spray area, so you're fine.
Finally.
But it curves and comes back and hits us in. No. Alright, and they appear to be dead.
Bullet
Some of us have large piercing wounds.
Yes, some of you have very large piercing wounds.
How's everybody looking?
Do you
scale,
see
I'll make my
0,
way
34?
And the rest of the way down the rope.
Do you
I guess.
See
like an
that door? I can't place it.
Now that
you
get,
I'm not being
everybody comes
by
and joins
things.
You. You guys don't proceed any further, but
yes.
You see a large stalactite, and behind it, or stalagmite rather, and behind it you see a worked wall of stone, and you see a door behind the stone. Thank you.